Dr. William R. Glaze will host a live Facebook event Tuesday, March 20th, 2018 at 7:30 p.m. During this live event, Dr. Glaze will address the topic, The Real Meaning of Holy Week. Many people see the keys of Holy Week as Palm Sunday, Maundy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter. During this Facebook Live event, Dr. Glaze will demonstrate how the church has mislabeled these Holy Week events while focusing on the wrong things. He will talk about how God was actually working something more powerful through his plan of redemption than what the church observes during this week. There will be an opportunity for you to post your questions or comments, and Dr. Glaze will respond. You can access our Facebook page by going to www.facebook.com/anchoredinJesusMinistries. That's www.facebook.com/anchoredinJesusMinistries. Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder of the Pittsburgh Layman's Bible Institute, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. Today, Dr. Glaze will continue his series, The Great Showdown, God versus Man. So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of, did God stretch out the heavens, or was there a big bang?
In Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, we started last week, and we couldn't even get past the fourth word. You know, we said, in the beginning, God. And we had to stop right there. Couldn't go any further. We spent a whole message just on God. As we try to move on a little bit more today, we're going to try to at least move a couple more words. And in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. So we can go a little bit further this week. And this week, I want to talk to you about the fact and ask the question, did God stretch out the heavens, or was there a big bang? You know, God, the Bible says, created the heavens and the earth. So did God stretch out the heavens, or was there a bang that caused everything? Let me ask the ladies in here a question, the mothers that are here today. Suppose you made your favorite dish. Just think about it, moms. What's your favorite dish? And all the ingredients that go into that dish. I mean, you know, just think, you know, there might be 5 to 10 ingredients that go into that dish. And then you make that dish, and you make it with love. I mean, you know, you put love into that dish. It's like I said, some people have caught me coming out of my wing place over there in Wilkinsburg. And, you know, I bought some wings, and you know, they were just bland. And the reason I go over there is because them guys, they cook those wings with love, man. They cook them with love. So you put love into this meal that you have created. And then you do all that you can, and this is your masterpiece. This is your just your ultimate presentation. And then somebody comes over and have guests, and they eat, and one of your kids or even your husband says, and they ask you, well, how did you make this? What is your recipe? And they say, well, you know, she just had these ingredients in the refrigerator. And the refrigerator exploded, and it all came together. So there are two problems with that, right? Number, you know, the first problem is that, you know, you can't do it that way. But that's what we're going to talk about today. But the second thing, just think as a lady, how offended you would be if somebody attributed all your hard work and love to the fact that your refrigerator exploded, right? So just think how it must grieve the heart of God whenever he looks at his creation and he sees man saying that it just exploded. And so we've been in this series talking about the great showdown, God versus man, the great showdown. And so we started last week by talking about, these are some of the topics that we're going to cover. So, you know, I just want to say this, that as we go along, some of the topics are going to be a little sensitive, and you can look at the topics that are up there and see where we might be going with some of them, okay, and especially after I put up the slide after the next one. And so I just want to say that some of you, and I'm saying it all sincerity, you may want to choose not to come on that day, all right? Because I know, I'm not naive enough to think that everybody is in agreement with what I'm saying. But, you know, one thing that I'm going to try to do, I'm going to try to be as honest and as much integrity as I can to the biblical text. And, you know, I'm just going to say what the Bible says. So whether you believe that the Bible is not scientific, whether you believe that the Bible is a myth or whatever, you know, I just want to say what the Bible says. And so, you know, it may cause some to be offended. And the reason I say it, because I know, because I've experienced it. And where people have just said, well, you know, that's your viewpoint. Or that's what you believe. Or how can you accept that as truth? And so I already know that's out there. And the thing about it, too, is that I realize that it's even out there among Christians, even among God's people. So some of you sitting here, you may be a little put off as we move through this series. So as I said, you can look at some of the topics that we're going to be covering and see where we're going. But basically what it boils down to, it's a great showdown. And the great showdown is either God's way or it's man's way. And God's way is found in the Bible. God's way is found in His Word. So we looked last week at the existence of God. Today we're going to look at the origin of the universe. We're going to look at the creation of man, the sanctity of life, the meaning of life, the definition of marriage, gender identity, and the ravages of sin. So that's where we're going. And they're all rooted in the first 11 chapters of Genesis. And that's where we're going to dwell at, because if we get it wrong there, if you go to that next slide, my brother, if we get on the wrong foundation, you know, the whole house is going to be off. If you get on the wrong, you know what I was thinking about when I was doing my study in Genesis, that really, if you look at Genesis, it should start in chapter 12. By all practical means, it should start in chapter 12. Because from chapter 12 all the way through chapter 50 is just the history of the Jews. I mean, come on. It should start in chapter 12. But what does God do? God gives us the first 11 chapters so that we can see, so that we can get a peek into how things started. And so if we get on the wrong foundation, the house is going to fall. And, you know, again, you know, here's where it gets a little more succinct when we have this idea of God versus man. So, you know, God's way and then man's way is atheism. God's origin of the universe, man's way is Big Bang. God's way is His creation, man's way is evolution. God's way is life is sacred. Man's way is to take the life of another person. The meaning of life, God has purpose and design behind life. Man says, well, we're just here by accident or chance. The definition of marriage, man has redefined the definition of marriage according to what we see in the scripture. Gender identity, we see that that's being redefined. So again, you know, as I said, there's a couple sensitive issues that some people probably, I'll probably definitely get some emails on if you're here. So I'm giving you forenotice if you don't want to come on that particular Sunday. Now, I might pull a fast one on you. Don't tell you what. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. All right. And then the ravages of sin. And we see that leads to all type of immorality. So let's get started today with the next slide. This is the Big Bang theory, right? The Big Bang says that there was a kernel of mass, or a kernel of mass of energy, you know, very minuscule. And what happened? About 15 billion years ago, it exploded. And when it exploded, it became a bunch of helium and hydrogen. Now, I'm going to get into this a little later and point some things out. And then all of a sudden, this helium and hydrogen became stars. And then these stars became what's called supernovas, and these stars exploded. And out of these stars came the planets, people, plants, and everything else out of this supernova when it exploded. And so this is how it's being explained how we got here today.
We will take a short break from today's teaching.
Greetings, radio friends. Your cry has been heard. The 2018 Biblical Counseling Conference at Bethany Baptist Church, we will be using the Bible to deliver people from the distressing issues of life. This year, we are focusing on toxic relationships. The workshops at this conference will include identifying and recovering from an abusive relationship, counseling teens through troubling times, identifying toxic relationships and how to break free, dealing with toxicity in codependent relationships. All are welcome. This is just not for counselors or pastors. This is for the everyday layperson in the church. There is an early bird registration if you register before March 31st. For more information, visit us at www.bethanybaptist-pgh.org or call 412-246-4463 and mention workshops. We hope to see you there.
We will now return to today's teaching.
Yeah, I was watching one video, and there was a college professor, and he was teaching a class of hundreds of students, and he was teaching on the Big Bang. And he was telling the students that, you know, the Big Bang is responsible, and he started talking about how the stars, you know, exploded, and that, you know, there was stars, you know, that created all of us. And so he said to the students, unbelievable. And they're like, all the students started clapping. He said, so we owe the stars, you know, we should thank the stars for our existence and not Jesus. And everybody started clapping and applauding. And I thought to myself, I said, wow, you know, I mean, this is the mindset that's being matriculated, you know, on the college campus. So we see that this is a theory that's being put out there by the scientists, and that is being taught in schools, on college campuses, and people begin to desensitize. And then, so what do they start telling the students? What do they start telling our kids? What do they start telling people who they want to dialogue with? They say, well, you know what? It really is accountable with God. That you can actually believe in God, or you can even be a creationist and believe in the Big Bang, you know, because, you know, God, you know, could have used the Big Bang to get things started. So let me just answer a question right up front. All right. The Big Bang theory is absolutely incompatible with the Bible. Absolutely incompatible with the Bible. Let me show you why. First of all, we see in the Great Showdown, man says the Big Bang, God says I've created it by my hand. So man's theory is naturalistic, means that it's naturally developing. You know, God says it's supernatural, that I've created it. The method, the Big Bang says what? It was an explosion of a kernel of massive energy. What did God say? God said, no, I created it. The time says what? Billions of years. God says what? No, I did it in 7 24-hour days. The earth condition, all right? What does the Big Bang say? It first was fire, you know, these fiery rocks. And then, you know, everything came out of these fiery rocks. If you go back and look at Genesis 1, verse 2, what did God say? God says, no, it was a mass of liquidy water, completely different. Even in the Big Bang theory, it says that stars, that everything, that the stars exploded, and out of that came our cars, our houses, cockroaches. You know, everything came out of this explosion, right? And so, but what does the Bible say? No, the Bible says that the earth was created on day one, and then the stars were created on day four. So the Big Bang and creation is completely incompatible. We see currently that the Big Bang says that the universe is progressing naturally. But we read in Psalm 104 that God sustains everything. God is sustaining everything. And if we flipped over to the book of Acts, it would say, in him we live and move and have our being. That God. So, you know, you can't have this hybrid between creation and Big Bang. You can't have this hybrid between evolution and creation. You can't straddle the fence. My brothers and sisters, either it's going to believe, you're going to believe that it's the way that God said it is, or you're going to accept man's way. You can't have half God and half man. Don't work. Don't work. And yet still there are many that are trying to work this thing out like that. So as we go through, let's look at the story of God's glory. The story of God's glory. How did God? So I explained the Big Bang. The group there sang it for you. So, you know, hopefully we understand how the Big Bang works, how it operates. Now let's look at the story of God's glory. Let's look at how God worked this thing out. Well, the first thing we see in Job 26:7, it says that he stretched out the north over an empty place, and he hangs the earth on nothing. That when God started, you see that picture? That's right, there is no picture. It's nothing. When God started, there was nothing. Now, I'm going to tell my favorite story, joke, because you've all heard it before. But, you know, this is going in a series, and this is going on the radio, so I want to get it recorded. Right? All right. So, man challenges God to a contest. And man says that we can build a better man than God. And so, God says, I take you up on that challenge. So God reaches down into the dirt of the ground, and he forms the first man. He blows breath into the man, and the man becomes a living being and begins to function. So the scientists, they reach down to begin and make their man. And as soon as they touch the earth, God said, oh, wait a minute. Get your own dirt. get your own dirt. See, when God started with nothing. It says that he stretched out the north. And the north, many astronomers believe that is the far regions of the universe. That is where the most complexity can be seen in the universe. That he stretches out. That when he put the constellations in the sky, he stretched them out on nothing. Because there was nothing there. And then he took the earth and he just molded it and threw it out on nothing. You know, I just think, just think if Pastor Glaze could make an earth, right? He Pastor Glaze makes his earth. He shapes it. He cuts in the oceans. He causes the land to rise, and he puts it in motion, and then he throws it up. It just fell down to the ground. It just fell down. That's the best that man can do. God threw it out there, and he threw it out on absolutely nothing. And it continues to exist on nothing today. That's the God that we serve. We don't need a Big Bang. You know, all we need to do is read what God said in his word, and we understand that he threw the earth out on nothing, and he put the constellations out there in the north. God started with nothing. And then we see he crafted it with his hand. Look at Psalm 19, in verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. God crafted things. Now, I'm going to flip here in a minute, and I'm going to take you somewhere, so stay with me. God crafted this universe, this all of existence. God crafted it with his hand. Psalm 8 and verse 3, look what it says. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained. That God shaped this. God designed this. God formed it. You know, wouldn't you rather believe that there is a God somewhere who shaped me and molded me? Because I know that if there's a God that shaped me and molded me, that he has purpose for me. That there's a reason why I'm here. Where if I just came from bang, an explosion, that eventually stars exploded from this explosion. And from these stars, according to this one professor, we all got the stars in us. We all got stardust in us. Well, you know, I'd rather think that I was taken from the dust of the earth and that God shaped me and God molded me. Because if I just happened as a result of a big bang, as a result of an accident, of a kernel of energy exploding, then what's the purpose? What's the design? Where is, you know, what is my life all about? Oh, my brothers and sisters. Oh, if I know there's a God who molded me and shaped me and designed me according to his purpose, according to his will, and that, and there is a God who takes his creation and he loves his creation with an everlasting love. I tell you what, that makes more sense to me. That makes more sense to me than to believe 15 billion years ago something exploded. And I'm just here living my life. And when I die, I'm just going to go off into eternal nothingness. See, God is a designer. He used his hands. He used his fingers. He said, I want the sun here. He said, I want the earth to go around the sun. He said, I want the moons to go around the earth. And that I want to put these other planets to go around this. This is what I... There's design and there's purpose. God handcrafted all creation. And then we see that after, you know, and so this is the way I think. Now, again, this is my theory. So I'm letting you know this is my theory, right? So God kind of went through all this stuff in his mind, or he already had it in his mind, you know, how, you know, what he wanted. And then what does Hebrews tell us? What does Hebrews tell us? Hebrews 11:3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Amen. So that the things which are seen were not made of the things which do appear. That God got all this in his eternal mind. And then he just what?
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of Did Man Evolve or Was He Created by God? From our series, The Great Showdown, God versus Man, from the book of Genesis. If you would like to request an audio copy or the notes of today's message, Did God Stretch Out the Heavens or Was There a Big Bang? You can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request, Did God Stretch Out the Heavens or Was There a Big Bang? That's anchoredinjesus.org and request, Did God Stretch Out the Heavens or Was There a Big Bang? Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 6 books. Find out more information about these resources by visiting anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you would like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. As we conclude today's broadcast, let me remind you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.